I'm doing good. We're looking at every position. That's a beautiful thing about the combine. They throw every position in front of us, so get the opportunity to watch all these guys and meet with a lot of them, and that starts tonight, and we're excited about it. Well, I'll tell you what, it keeps it fresh, and we've had a lot of conversations in our building about those guys. We're fortunate to have people on our scouting staff, in our coaching staff, who have scouted and really taught this scheme for a long time. So we have a lot of discussion on guys who are making the transition, and when you look at college football from 5 years ago, there's a lot more teams running 3-4 multiple fronts, and so that makes it a little easier than it was, you know, 5-10 years ago. Well, certainly you look for athletic ability. You look for guys who can play on their feet, who can move, who can play in space, who are strong enough to set the edge. And obviously you're always looking for pass rushers, you know, and guys who can win, who have multiple moves. And when you're also looking at guys making the transition, intelligence is a big factor. Their ability to think on their feet and being multiple, and that's what we're looking for on defensive players. And really throughout our football team, we're looking for smart players who are versatile. Well, you talk about the difficulty for a lot of veterans to switch schemes, you know, when they played in the league so long and had success. And the great part about Trent was he wanted to work at it. He wanted to be really good at it. He was determined. And it's a hard transition when you have your hand down your whole career and then you're going to play on your feet and you have to drop and play in space. And everyone knows he loves to rush the passer, and he did a tremendous job. But obviously he's a guy that can do multiple things. He's able to put his hand down and just get after the quarterback like he's done for most of his career. And when you watch him in space, you know, I think in the New Orleans game he had a pass defense, and you look at him continue to get better. Well, I think when you look at your team and you try to look out 3 or 4 years, it becomes increasingly difficult to see who's going to be on your team. I mean, this is such a fluid game. We talk about rosters turning over in a normal offseason 15-20%. And so to sit there and feel like you're really confident in what you're going to have as we go forward, it's hard. And so you don't want to force a position, and you don't want to not take a position just because of what you have at the moment. And I think for us, when you look at the difficulty in getting good players in the draft, it becomes increasingly difficult when you narrow it down to a particular position that you have to get, not taking into account the strength of the draft. So when we go back and look at it, and not only look at us, but look at successful teams, you have to take the best player, and you have to build your team for the long term and look at the draft as long-term decisions for your franchise and for your football team. And that's how we want to build. We want to build something that lasts. We want to continue to build and have a core group of players going forward that are together and kind of in this together, and that the names on the back of the jerseys will mean something, because obviously the name on the front of the jersey means something to all of us. Well, I think in one of these interviews I said it's complicated, and I think it is complicated when you look at it, because you have guys on our roster that we drafted and that we like as players and certainly fit into the chemistry of our football team, and then we have some guys on our roster as well that have been on our team for a long time, and we're trying to figure out the whole dynamics of it, because you can only put a limited amount of resources at a particular position before it starts taking out from other places. And then you got to factor in also the quality of the depth in the draft and the opportunities possibly in the draft to get good players and where the draft is strong. So I think for us, it's making sure that we're making these decisions during calm times, because when you're negotiating contracts, you want to win. You want to get the player. I think it's natural. So we set prices for guys, and we try to really kind of stick to those and have walkaway numbers. But at the same time, I think the market's going to determine a lot of those things, and it's hard to figure out the market until you're in it. I didn't hear the end of it. Well, Coach has great experience with these players. You know, he recruited a lot of them. I could walk into his office and mention a player I watched, and he'll know the background, know where he went to high school. He'll have recruiting stories about some of these guys. So that's incredibly helpful. You know, he knows some of these guys even better than some of us do as scouts because he spent time with them already. And some of these guys we haven't spent time. And I felt that last year when we were going through the process. I think he's incredibly smart and detail oriented. And so when he dives into the draft process and we give him the guys that we've narrowed down to, it's very quick for him to have an opinion, formulate opinion, because he puts the time in and do the work. Well, number one, you want him to be able to catch the football. You know, that's always important for a wide receiver. It's funny, you go through draft meetings and you'll start talking about guys, you know, go explosive, good route runner, inconsistent catching the football, and you go, well, that's a receiver, you know. So they got to be able to catch the football, routes, precise routes, run after the catch, you know, being able to block. Obviously, we run the ball in Philadelphia, and when you look at that, it's an inherent toughness in being willing to do those things, the little things that help, because the determination of these receivers you see on tape. And a lot of these guys in college, because they get the ball so much, they're big-time guys, they're not asked to do the dirty work. I mean, they're asked to do the things that are fun, and being able to put a cut-up on and watch them go down the field and make big plays in the passing game. But for us, it's well-rounded. You know, the receiver position in Philadelphia is going to be a well-rounded guy who's able to do a lot of the little things as well as the things that you normally look for in a receiver. And one of the good things about last year was it was the unknown, how some of our players who had never been in 3-4 would fit, and we didn't have the answer to all those questions. So standing up last year at this time, we had guesses, but we didn't know for sure. And so now you have a year's worth of film to watch and grade the players and see how they handled it, which gives us a much better handle on our own roster than maybe we had last year at this time. And then when you look at the evolution, I think that when we look at our front, for example, and the young players in our front, I'm really excited about that group of young players and how they took to this change in scheme and understanding that it was still their first year in the scheme and that they have room to grow and continue to get better.
Howie, when the season ended, Chip talked about competition for a day, competition for everybody. When your quarterbacks throw 29 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, why do you need somebody to compete?
I just like hearing you say 29 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Can you repeat that part for me? You know, I think that's what we're about. We're about competition. We're about increasing competition in every position, and I don't think it's a slight at anybody on our football team, but everyone needs to be pushed a little bit. You know, I know that's a big part of how I act every day. I wake up in the morning, and it's determination. We got to get better. We got to get better today. We got to get better in the off season, and that's how he thinks, and it's not an indictment on anyone at a particular position, because we do have some really good players who are going to be starters on our football team when you look at our depth chart. But that doesn't mean that they don't need to be pushed and continue to try to get better. I don't know if that's publicly. I mean, internally, we're trying to increase the competition level at all those positions, and we're talking about that at every spot. Let's increase the competition level. Let's try to get everyone better. Let's try to make a good player great. Let's try to make a great player historic. Well, it's almost like when you're a rookie pitcher in baseball. You know, you go through the league the first time, you go through the lineups the first time, and now people are going to spend the offseason studying you and studying your weaknesses. And the great part about Nick is he's got a tremendous work ethic. He's got a tremendous amount of will to get better, to improve on the things that are his weaknesses. And I think that he knows he's got areas to improve on too. And when you looked at him from year one to year two, you know, a big thing for him was his footwork and being able to drive the ball down the field. And I think we all saw tremendous growth in that area. So I think we look for him to continue to improve. And obviously when you're talking about these numbers, they're great numbers. So it's not necessarily only in the numbers, but he's a young quarterback. He's 24 years old. You know, he's in his second year in the league, and he's going to continue to develop and get better.
Thanks, Howie.
Thank you.